What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset. Everybody has their own bad habits.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
Not me.
But I'm still finishing my cookie. Some habits can be a lot more financially painful than others. So let's go over the 5 most expensive financial habits that you want to avoid. First, don't blow your money. Literally. Ready for some fun statistics? If you smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, you'll be spending an average of $177 a week on cigarettes, or about $700 a month on smoking. It's killing your wallet and it's killing your body. And as much as this might hurt to hear, let's not forget about drinking either. Let's say a drink at a bar costs $6 on average and you buy, 5 drinks a week. Not a day, but a week. That's another $120 a month on just liquor. And I know that some of you watching this are buying more than 5 drinks a week. I know that some of these things can be addictions, but they're also very destructive for your wallet. Using these numbers alone, you're gonna be spending about $10,000 a year on just smoking and drinking. Imagine what you can do with $10,000 extra every single year. Second, hoping that your stars are aligned. Let me start by asking you a question. What do you think getting hit by lightning, being in a plane crash, and winning an Oscar all have in common?
Well, they all involve something yellow.
What? No. All of these things are more likely than you winning the lottery. They say that lottery is a tax on poor people because people in America who make less than $10,000 a year spend an average of $597 a year on lottery tickets alone, which is about 6% of your annual income. It's sad, and unless you understand this, the system will keep screwing you over. Gambling works the same way. Statistically, you're gonna lose, and you gotta keep paying to keep getting that cheap thrill, and it's a financial killer, unless, of course, you're the casino.
Wait, Jaspreet, but I double tapped that thing on Instagram that said,
double tap and you'll find $1 million tomorrow. Does that change anything? And now with the growth of legal sports betting, not only will it be sad when your favorite team loses the Super Bowl, your bank account will also be empty.
No, the Lions lost. And no, I'm broke.
Third, trying to be the freshest Joneses there is. Buying things you can't afford with money that's not yours is, what's the word? Expensive. The majority of people spend their money financing things that they don't need, that they cannot afford, that don't pay you. Not a good combination. Once you buy that $2,000 wardrobe that looks really cool, your money is gone. And then a year later, when you realize that your clothes are out of style and you donate them or you throw them away, now you really have nothing. Not only is it expensive, but if you financed your clothes, you'll be paying for them for years into the future, even after you donate them and even after you give them away. Not a good use of your money. Remember one thing, the goal is to be rich, not to look rich. I want you to start thinking different than the majority of people and start thinking financially. Instead of going to the Nike store to always buy the newest shoes, how about you buy some of Nike's stock? This way, you become one of the owners of Nike. This way, when everybody else goes out to buy the newest Nike shoes and Nike becomes more valuable, you end up making money. The majority of people use their money to buy things. I want you to start thinking different. Use your money to buy investment seeds. Investment seeds are things that you buy once and that continue to pay you after you buy them. Personally, I prefer real estate investing because I understand it a lot more and I like getting paychecks every single month. And if you do want to learn more about money and investing, we have an ebook on it that you can read for free when you sign up for our Money and Finance newsletter. And you can do that by clicking the link up here or by clicking the link in the description below. So what's more important to you, looking rich or building wealth? This way you can support your family and help your community. Fourth, arguing over pennies when you should be thinking about dollars. There's a difference between being cheap and being stupid. When you're cheap on things that don't pay you, like buying a slightly used car or by buying the non-name brand clothes, you're gonna keep a lot more money in your pocket. But that cheapness starts to become stupid or expensive when you stop thinking financially. Like for example, I'm a big fan of Chipotle, and every once in a while, Chipotle has a special where if you wear something special like a hat or a mask or something, they will give you a free burrito. Wait,
Did you just say free burrito?
Guess what happens on those days? Well, everybody gets excited and everybody wants the free burrito, so they go stand in line and then you have to wait for 3 hours.
Yeah, I said 3 hours.
3 hours to save $7 or $8 on a burrito. Wow. You need to start valuing your time.
If you're going there to hang out and have fun with your friends, fine, no big deal. But there's a lot of people that go there and they stand there alone because they think that they're saving money by standing in line for 3 hours for a burrito when you could be using your time to do something more valuable.
It's arguing for pennies when you could be making dollars.
And number 5, eating out.
Cooking your own food is a simple and easy way to start saving a ton of money, but there are 2 sides to this argument.
If you don't like to cook and you could be using your time more valuably by doing something that is more beneficial to you, then maybe you should try linking with your gym or something else that can provide you with healthy and fresh meals.
But if you do have time to cook and you're trying to be more cost conscious, then eating out is a wallet killer.
So Out of Your Rut looked at this and they found that a family of 4 could save an average of $2,600 a year by cooking at home an additional 2 to 3 meals a week.
Wow,
what are some other expensive financial habits that people should try to avoid? Let me know what you think in the comments below.
Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed our video, hit that thumbs up button and share it with one friend so we can help spread the word. Don't miss the new videos on entrepreneurship, business, and money every Wednesday and Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. That way you actually find out when our new videos are released. And as always, keep hustling.